1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Fort Collins High School in beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado, it is time for the 1310 KFKA Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you, of course, by the Williams Agency. We'll talk about a bunch about the Williams Agency, great insurance. Ron and Tara down there, we'll talk about them a ton today, but let's get to it. The Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Greeley and Eaton, the place for your student-athlete this season. Visit proactivecolorado.com to find Greeley and Eaton's information. Proactive Physical Therapy, keeping athletes competing. Hello, everybody. I'm Clark Johnson, coming to you live from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. We are right here on the campus at Fort Collins High School. FRL action today. The number two team in the state, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, roll into Fort Collins today. Well, roll in. They're just coming across the town. That's all they're doing. About a three-mile trip maybe to get to Fort Collins High School from Fossil Ridge. But the number two Sabercats come in 9-2, 4-1 in league play. Took a loss on Tuesday to Broomfield, 2-1. So they're actually in second place in the FRL coming in here. But on paper, I'm telling you, it looks like those two will battle it out for the FRL championship this year. No disrespect to Legacy, but feel that those two are the best teams in this conference. As far as Fort Collins goes, the Lampkins come in 5-5. They're 1-3 in FRL play. They've won four of their last six games. Keith Aragon, long-time coach here at Fort Collins, 30 years coaching, I think 28 years here at Collins in some fashion. Not just as the head coach here, but Keith also an assistant baseball coach, assistant boys freshman basketball coach, so he does it all, no doubt about it. Collins on Tuesday lost 6-0 at Rocky Mountain. They were shut out by a really good Fort Collins Lobos team, so we'll find out. They had 8 hits, Lampkins did on Tuesday, just not timely hits, as Keith Aragon told me as I was talking to him just a few minutes ago. So Fort Collins today against Fossil Ridge in the series. It's been dominated by Fossil Ridge of late. They've won 5 in a row, 13 of 14 in the series. You'd have to go back to 2016 to find the last Collins win in this series. But they'll load it up. Brady Strang and company will try today to knock off the Sabercats and Nikki McGaffin. So should be fun. Let's get to the players to watch in our ballgame as we have an abbreviated pregame show. We're going to go with our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch of the afternoon here about 4:15, about 13 minutes from right now. Mitchell's Flooring, great sponsor with us, from countertops to almost any type of flooring you need. Mitchell's Flooring and Design has been doing it since 1968. Give them a call at 352-7251 or stop by on the corner of 37th and 35th Avenue in Evans. It is Mitchell's Flooring. Give us about 13-14 minutes to that first pitch of the ball game, brought to you, of course, by Mitchell's Flooring. All right, let's get to it. Players to watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Marinda Simpson, having someone local that is here has never been more important. Marinda Simpson is here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She's your State Farm Insurance agent for the Fort Collins and Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm agent since 2012. Give her a call today at 223-8700. It's Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Players to watch. Let's go first with the visiting Fossil Ridge Sabercats, and we start on the hill with, or in the circle, as they say in softball, with the senior Nikki McGaffin. McGaffin was 21-2 last year as a starting pitcher, 2.82 ERA. She threw 85% of the innings that Dave Phillips' team had. So that's a great place for them to go, right back to the circle with their leader and a strikeout pitcher, no doubt. 238 Ks last year in 156 innings. So about a strikeout and a half per inning for Nikki McGaffin. And this year's no different. 9-2 so far for the senior. 1.22 ERA. Look at the whip. 69 innings, 48 hits, and 10 walks. That's less than a base runner an inning. That's why Fossil Ridge Sabercats are the best defensive team in the state. 1.7 runs a game so far on the season, giving up. Nobody else in the state is less than 2. So no doubt that Coach Dave Phillips' team has this under control as far as defense goes. They just need to score runs. Losing 2-1 in the game against Broomfield. The loss, the only other loss, was to number one Rock Canyon, 2-0. So basically said for the Sabercats, you score 3 runs, you're most likely going to win the ball game. So we'll find out what happens here today. These two teams met earlier, a 10-0 win in the Triple Crown tournament. So we'll find out if Fossil Ridge wins again here today, or if Fort Collins can break that streak as they get going. But Nicky McGaffin certainly is one of the players to watch, no question about. The other one for Fossil Ridge is Caitlin Hayes. She's been unbelievable so far. Caitlin Hayes is leading the team in hitting .450. Well, I mean, you go to Cody Albert at .459, Rachel McClave at .478, but Hayes is the one that leads it right now. 18 hits leads the club. 19 runs batted in leads the club. The four doubles is tied for the club lead. The five home runs are the team lead. 9 extra base hits, that's the most on the club. Caitlin Hayes, the sophomore, has been unbelievable so far this year, and she'll be playing shortstop here for the Sabercats today. Want to look at one other. It's the senior out in center field, Mia Moore. You got to be strong up the middle, folks. And I tell you what, Mia Moore is a fantastic center fielder, no doubt about it. Four doubles on the year, 5 extra base hits, and she can absolutely roam center field for the Sabercats. Players to watch here for the Fort Collins Lambkins, and we'll go first to the pitcher up on the hill, Brady Strang, the senior. And Brady, what an opening day for her this year. When she got the win, she had a 2-run homer and a walk-off sacrifice fly. So great days like that come around once in a while, and she had one on opening day. Brady Strang is 5-3 on the year, 3.66 earned run average, 51 and two-thirds innings, 76 hits, 20 walks, and opponents hitting .318 against her so far this year, and we'll see how she does out here. Also want to talk about Addie Deal, the center fielder for Fort Collins. That's Brad Deal's daughter. Everybody knows Brad Deal out here. Now the Windsor coach, but of course he started his trade at Fort Collins High here. Addie Deal so far this year hitting .316. She's driven in 10 runs, a terrific senior center fielder. Those are your players to watch, presented by Marinda Simpson State Farm Insurance. We'll come back in a moment and get to our starting lineups, those presented by Buildings by Design. It's Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge today on Preps Radio. Back in a moment, this time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
1310 KFKA.
Now at A&W, hand-breaded chicken tender baskets. Your choice of classic tenders or sliders served with fries and slaw. Try them with our signature spicy papa sauce. Hand-breaded chicken tender baskets, now at A&W in Eaton. A&W in Eaton is your headquarters for great summer drinks, shakes, and don't forget about the best root beer floats around. Located just north of downtown Eaton on Highway 85, A&W is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step-by-step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
Talk about the latest in new innovations. Evans Express Laundry Center now uses ozone sanitation. This sanitation process almost completely eradicates all bacteria and viruses from your laundry. At Evans Express Laundry Center, you'll have peace of mind knowing their machines are sanitized for your protection and the ozone leaves your laundry fresh, bright, and clean. Newly added is their pickup and delivery service, allowing you more free time. For more info, visit evansexpresslaundry.com and like them on Facebook. Evans Express Laundry Center, 835 31st Street in Evans.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Back in Fort Collins, we continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Give them a call today and get your folks, get the kids in there and check out their website at proactivecolorado.com for all that they can do for your student athlete this year. Proactive Physical Therapy, keeping athletes competing. Let's get to the starting lineups presented by Buildings by Design. Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor still gives you that all-important personal feel. Travis Lefevre, Pat Walter, they're the guys that man the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Give them a call, 970-842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. Starting lineups for Fossil Ridge, Lizzie Browning starts off. Junior is in right field. Cody Albert will bat second. She's the catcher and just a sophomore. Caitlin Hayes, who's been tearing it up, leads in about five different categories for the Sabercats offensively. Just a sophomore, plays shortstop. Nikki McGaffin, she's the gal in the circle, the senior. Just can do it all. Hit, pitch, and she was crazy. 21-2 last year in the circle. Jordan McKinnon hits fifth. She'll be at first base. She's a junior. Mia Moore, the senior center fielder. She is terrific out in the middle of that outfield. Rachel McClave, the designated player, will hit and bat seventh. She's a senior. Bella Forbes at third base. She's a junior. And Sierra Champion will be at second base. For Fort Collins, Tatum Aragon will lead off and play third base. She's a junior. Addie Deal will bat second and play center field. She's a senior. Brady Strang in the circle today. The senior will pitch for Fort Collins and hit third. Sarah Oberlander is the catcher. She's a senior. Ayanna Campos, the first baseman, is a senior as well, hitting fifth. Hannah Burns will hit sixth and play second base. She's just a junior. Alex Bailey, just a sophomore at shortstop for Keith Aragon's club. Andy Huff will hit eighth. She's the designated player. She's a junior. And Taya Brickner, the right fielder, a senior. And we're going to get going right now, so we'll make up the spots as we go, but let's get to it. Ball game going to get underway here, and in the circle right now, as Fossil Ridge comes to bat, is Brady Strang. Strang deals, and the first pitch missed outside all the way to the backstop. So pull up a chair, spend the afternoon with us. We're getting going early here today. 4:13 and a 4:15 first pitch. No anthem today out here, so we just get rocking and rolling. Fossil Ridge and Fort Collins today on Preps Radio. It is our Williams Agency, Williams Insurance Agency game of the week. Pitcher on the way, outside corner for a strike there, and it's one ball and one strike. Give Ron or Tara a call today at the Williams Insurance Agency, backed, of course, by Farmers Insurance. We love what they do. 3520336. Next pitch on the way, missed up and up and outside. Two balls and a strike. For a insurance quote today with the Williams Agency, go to 3520336. They'll do it right inside your budget. The Williams Agency, they work hard so you can worry less. Two balls and a strike to open up the game. Strang deals outside corner for a strike right there, and it's two balls and two strikes. Lizzie Browning, Cody Alvord, and Caitlin Hayes. 1-2-3 for Fossil Ridge, the number two team in the state of Colorado. Strang comes back, 2-2 pitch up high in the zone. So three balls, two strikes. She's gone the limit here to the first hitter. Tatum Aragon defensively down at third for Collins. Alex Bailey, the sophomore, is at shortstop. We'll get the rest of them for you in a sec. 3-2 pitch, line down the left field line and just foul out of play. So it remains 3-2. Hannah Burns, the junior, at second base defensively for Keith Aragon's club. Ayana Campos, the senior, at first. And in the outfield, left to right, Naya Olwine, Addie Deal, and Taya Brickner. And Sarah Oberlander back behind the plate, the senior. And Brady Strang deals again. Fly ball down the left field line. Going to drop foul again. So good at bat here for Lizzie Browning. Seven pitches in on the first hitter already by Brady Strang. So she's going the limit here against Lizzie Browning. Browning hitting 381. Tied for the club lead and runs scored with 14 on a year. And she pops it up. Brady Strang coming in and she'll put it away. So one gone. That's a good at bat for Lizzie Browning, but it's a good out to get as well for the pitcher Brady Strang. Strang 5-3, 3.66 ERA, 51 and two-thirds innings so far this year, 76 hits and 20 walks. So she's had to deal with traffic. Here's Cody Alvord, the sophomore catcher. She check swings one over into her own dugout there, and it's no balls and a strike. Clark Johnson coming to you from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez out in Kersey, great sponsors of our programs on KFKA. Here's the pitch. That one's up high in the zone, a ball and a strike. Give Alliance Irrigation a call for all of your irrigation needs, 616-2451. All right, one ball, one strike. Brady set to go again. The senior kicks and deals, and the 1-1 pitch right there for strike two. That was right down Main Street. One ball, two strikes to Cody Alvord. Alvord at 459, second on the club, and runs batted in. So she has produced 14 RBIs and five extra base hits, two of those out of the park, two home runs. Here's the pitch, ground ball back to the box. Going to be picked up here by Strang to first, and that's two up, two down here for Fossil Ridge in the first. Series between these two teams has been all Fossil Ridge of late. Five in a row and 13 of the last 14. The only Collins win in that 14-game pack was back in 2016. So they'd love to change that up and get one here. A 10-0 game earlier this year at Triple Crown in that tournament. Ball is up in the zone. One ball and no strikes here to Caitlin Hayes. She has done it all so far. Look at the spots that Caitlin leads Fossil Ridge in hitting. Runs scored with 14. There's a strike. 0-2, she's down. 18 hits leads the club. 19 runs batted in leads the club. The four doubles is tied for the club lead, and the five home runs is the club lead. 0-2, or the 1-1, rather, is right there for a strike. One ball and two strikes. As a freshman, boy, you talk about impactful freshman, that's Caitlin Hayes. She hit 366, second on the club in RBIs last year with 24, and led the club with four home runs. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Strang. It's hammered center field, going back, turning, leaping up, and making the grab is Addie Deal, the senior center fielder for Fort Collins. So Caitlin Hayes, robbed of extra bases, will go to the bottom of the first inning out here in Fort Collins. Fossil Ridge nothing. Here come the Lampkins to bat. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
What makes Colorado so special? It's hitting a home run a mile high. It's hearing the crack of the bat and the roar of the crowd. We know Colorado's a great place to live, but it's also a great place to play ball. That's why we're proud to announce that Bank of Colorado is now the official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Your hometown bank, rooting louder than ever for your hometown team. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/go Rockies. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, let's hop along to the bottom of the first inning, the Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336, for a quote to fit your budget at the Williams Insurance Agency. They work hard so you can worry less. First pitch on the way to Tatum Aragon, and the junior lines it over Dave Phillips' head by the Fossil Ridge dugout. The head coach there had to duck away. Get away from that thing, but he's okay. No balls and a strike here. Nicky McGaffin, the senior, in the circle here. 21 wins last year. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up. Having a look at it is Cody Alford, but it's going to go back into the crowd just by us here. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes. McGaffin this year, 9-2, 1.22 earned run average. This is the team, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, with the lowest runs against in the state. Just 1.7 runs per game given up so far. McGaffin set to go 0-2, and a pitch from Nicky is up high in the zone. Tried to go with the off-speed pitch, and it's a ball and two strikes. Good patience that time by Tatum Aragon. Aragon at 424, 14 for 33 on this season so far for the Lambkins. McGaffin back 1-2. Did she get the outside corner? No, just missed. Two balls and two strikes. It'll be Aragon, then Addie Deal, then Brady Strang. 1-2-3 in the Fort Collins lineup. McGaffin set to go again. 1-2 pitch from the seniors popped up foul. So we got a pair of seniors in the circle today with Brady Strang going for Fort Collins and Nicky McGaffin here for Fossil. Fossil Ridge is a program that is, as far, if you go, just want to just talk about the last 7 years, show me a better 5A program in the state. This one is hit to left field. That's Morgan Curtis, the sophomore, coming over now and makes the catch for the out. So one gone, the Lampkin first, and Addie Deal, the center fielder, will come up. We're talking about Fossil Ridge and their program success. 6 of the last 7 years, the Sabercats under Dave Phillip have been to the Final Four. 3 of the last 6 years, they've been to the championship game. Haven't gotten over the hump yet, but it's coming. They're knocking on the door. This one's ripped. Left center field again. Curtis coming up. She can't get there. It's going to fall in front of her for a base hit. So Addie Deal with the first hit of the ball game, a single to left field. So the seniors aboard, and here comes yet another senior, Brady Strang. 5 seniors of the 9 hitters in the Fort Collins lineup. So for Keith Aragon, who's been around forever. I mean, you're talking about Keith. Been in high school sports here in the town for 30 years. I think a couple years at Pooter before Bob Deal, that's Addie's grandpa, came by and said, hey, you're at the wrong school, man. Come over to Fort Collins, and he did. Here's the pitch waved at and missed, so you're a ball and a strike here to Brady Strang. Brad Deal, of course, Bob's son, started his stuff at Fort Collins, but now is a big wig at Windsor High School and has been for a while. That's in for a strike at the letters, a ball and two strikes. Addie Deal at first, one out, bottom of the first inning, no score. Fort Collins and Fossil Ridge, our Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. And that one swung on and missed. Strike 3, Nicky McGaffin, who is a strikeout pitcher. In fact, the 101 strikeouts now for Nicky McGaffin on the year put her second in the state, first at the 5A level. Natalia Pacino from Roosevelt's got 104. Here's the pitch. That one waved at and missed. The throw down to second, and it's out of the hand of the catcher, Cody Alford, and squirts away. So stolen base. So a runner in scoring position with Addie Deal down at second base. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. And a chance for Collins to get first blood here if Sarah Oberlanger, the senior catcher, can get a base hit right here. McGaffin comes back, and the 0-1 pitch popped up left side, quickly out of play. Bella Forbes, the junior third baseman, had a look at it, but it was well back into the crowd. So no balls and two strikes. McGaffin's a pitch away from getting out of the first here. Nicky looks in to get a sign from Cody Oliver. Deals, and the pitch popped up again up against the screen and foul. Boy, that one came right back to Cody at the plate. If it counts off a bounce, they're out of the inning, but it doesn't off the screen, so it's no balls, two strikes still. Set to go again. McGaffin deals in the off-speed pitch. Hit down to third. Knocked down there by Forbes. Picks it up and has no play. That's a tough play at third. I'm not sure how they'd rule that. Bella Forbes probably going to tell you she should make that play, so we got to go E5 there. Runners to the corners, first and third, and Ayanna Campos, the senior first baseman, is going to come up here. But here's a chance for Collins to get the lead. Remember, we talked to you about the series. 5 in a row for Fossil Ridge and 13 of the last 14 against the Lampkins. But here's a chance for Keith Aragon's team to get an early lead. McGaffin set the deal and the pitch to Campos. Popped up right side. Does it get out of play? Yep, it will. Back behind the Fossil Ridge dugout. It's no balls and a strike here. Well, this is a tough league, there's no doubt. The FRL, last five years, five different winners of this division. Here's McGaffin's pitch up high in the zone, all the way to the backstop. Runners coming home. In to pick it up is Cody Oliver, but there's no play at the plate. And I think you got to go wild pitch. That one was high and up in the zone to the backstop, and Fort Collins has the 1-0 advantage here. So the Lampkins strike first. That for a team that on paper is a prohibitive underdog, that's a big first run. McGaffin comes back, fouled away again. She came low with a fastball. And Campos able to foul it off the right side again, so it remains a ball and two strikes here. 1-0 Collins. Single by Addie Deal. She stole second, moved to third, and then scores on the wild pitch. Here's the 1-1 from the senior McGaffin. Swinging a fly ball right field, foul again and out of play. We're running out of softballs here. Need to get your car taken care of, folks. I tell you, there's one place to go. It is AMCO of Fort Collins. Don Scott and his great staff. I tell you what, Patrick, Lance, and the guys down there take care of my car, my kids' cars. They just take care of my family. They'll do the same for you. Here's the pitch on the way. That's fouled away again and out of play. AMCO of Fort Collins right there on South Mason Street. Don Scott, I tell you what, when you're trying to find somebody that's going to fix your car and you don't know anything about it, you got to find somebody you trust. That's the guys at AMCO Fort Collins. 226-4477. They're putting the care back into car care. Pitch on the way, slow ground ball. Third base picked up here by Forbes across to first, and the side is retired. One run, one hit in the first inning for Fort Collins. It's an unearned run against Nikki McGaffin. End of one. It's the Lampkins one. The Sabercats nothing. Back with the second in a moment. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Bank of Colorado, member FDIC. Back in a moment on 1310 KFK. This is Preps Radio. We head to the second inning here in Fort Collins. Our Preps Radio game of the week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. 1-0 Collins at the end of the first. Here comes the number two team in the state, Fossil Ridge, to hit in the second. And quickly, it is a ball and a strike here to Nikki McGaffin, the senior pitcher on the hill. An unearned run against Nikki in the first. She gave up a base hit to Addie Deal. But after an error and a wild pitch, it's 1-0 Lampkins. And that pitch down low, so you are two balls and one strike here. 2-1 to Nikki McGaffin at the plate. We talked all about Nikki pitching. 385 at the plate. 7 runs batted in, and that one missed outside. So 3 balls and a strike. Sabercats would love to get the leadoff hitter aboard. Jordan McKinnon, the first baseman, the junior, out on deck. Strang comes back in the pitch, hit back up the middle. That's through into center field for a base hit. So Nikki McGaffin, the first Sabercats hit of the ball game. She is aboard to lead off the second inning here, and Jordan McKinnon, the junior first baseman, will come to the plate here for Dave Phillips' crowd. Phillip in his 10th year with the club, 24-6 last year. State runners-up for the third time under his tenure. That's right, 3 of the last 6 years, Coach Phillip has got his team to the finals. They haven't been able to knock the door down yet, but it's coming. That one's in for a strike here to Jordan McKinnon. And 6 of the last 7 years, they've been to the Final Four. So this is a team you can kind of pencil in, and this is going to be a weird championship day this year. All the championship games, the whole tournament's in a day. 16 teams. You could, to win it, you got to play 4 times in a day. Most of the coaches I've asked, have you played 4 games in a day before? No, most of them haven't played any more than 2. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. Fastball, and it missed away. 2 balls and a strike here. Tatum Aragon, Alex Bailey, left side of the infield. Hannah Burns and Ayanna Campos, right side. It's Olwine, Deal, and Brickner in the outfield. Oberlander behind the plate. Here's the pitch from Brady Strang. It's up. 3 balls and a strike, and a little bit of trouble here in the second now for the senior in the circle, Brady Strang. One on, nobody out in the second. Collins has the lead, 1-0. Strang set to go, 3-1. Is looped over first base. It is going to just drop foul. Boy, that's a break. Certainly for the Lampkins here. Would have been a base hit and probably not much more than that, but you'd have two on, nobody out here, and they'll make Jordan McKinnon, the first baseman, come back and earn it again. McKinnon came in at 294, 10 for 34 on the year. Four home runs, though, and nine runs driven in. Strang deals in the pitch down low, ball four. So now two on, nobody out, and here come the Sabercats. You can't give these guys much room or they'll start to take off on you. Averaging about nine runs a game, but as we said, best team in the state runs given up, just 1.7 a game. That's the number two team in the state, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. All right, Strang set to go, and here's Mia Moore, the center fielder, and she fouls it off to the right out of play. Mia Moore, a terrific career at Fossil Ridge, no doubt for the senior. Boy, can she flat-out play center field. Four doubles, five extra base hits, and 12 RBIs on the year. Came in hitting 300. Here's the pitch from Strang, bunted right out in front of the plate. Strang and now a foul ball. Apparently, while still in the box, it came off of Mia's leg after she bunted the softball. So it's a strike there. Still no balls, two strikes to Mia Moore, the senior center fielder. Got Jordan McKinnon at first, McGaffin's at second. Didn't see if they ran courtesy for McGaffin or not. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off to the right and out of play. Yeah, there is. I think it's Georgia LaPlante, the junior who's out at second base, if I can see that far. As a courtesy runner for Nikki McGaffin. Two on, nobody out. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Collins, but Sabercats are barking at the door here. Here's the pitch. 1-2 pitch waved at and missed, and down she goes. Freddie Strang with a terrific off. She just took a little bit off on the off-speed pitch. And Mia Moore out in front strikes out. So one gone, and Rachel McClave, the designated player, that in softball is akin to the designated hitter in baseball. Strang set to go. The pitch on the way right there with a fastball right down Main Street. No balls and a strike. Boy, she looks on so far. Brady Strang looks good so far today. Two on, one out, and a big batter at the plate here in the second inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch to McClave, and a fastball check swing and excuse me swing, and she fouled it off. No balls and two strikes here. McClave at 478. 11 for 23 so far. And five extra base hits, so she's made it count. She's been terrific. I take that back. One extra base hit, four RBIs. Here's the pitch. Fisted into center field. That's a base hit. Coming up to play it is Addie Deal, and it's going to load the bases. So base is loaded and one away. Second hit in the inning. It was a good pitch that time by Brady Strang. She put it in on the fists on Rachel McClave, but she was strong enough to just kind of muscle that one into the outfield. Number eight hitter in the order, Bella Forbes, the junior third baseman, will come up here for the Sabercats. Bases loaded, one out for Dave Phillip in his 10th year coaching this club. Strang deals, fastball is in for a strike. No balls and a strike here. So with a 1-0 lead, a runner at third, what do you want to do here? You want to get a strikeout or a pop-up or something immediately to an infielder. The infield is playing in, of course, at every position, trying to go to home for the force. Strang comes back, the 0-1 pitch, fouled right side, and quickly 0-2 here now to Bella Forbes, the junior third baseman. Only two losses for the Sabercats this year to number two, I take that back, to number one Rock Canyon, a 2-0 ball game, and to number four Broomfield. So let's see when the new rankings come out on Monday. Here's a ground ball foul outside of third. Dave Phillip will play that one. When the rankings come out on Monday, will you get, because you had Fossil at number two and Broomfield at four, will they flip spots or what will that look like on Monday? Always a tough out for Fossil Ridge is that Broomfield club. They split last year. Here's the pitch, ground ball to shortstop. Going to be picked up there by Bailey. Bailey to the plate and not in time. And a run is scored, going to be a fielder's choice. So Forbes will be aboard on the fielder's choice. McGaffin scores. LaPlante who scores as the courtesy runner. McKinnon goes to third. McClave goes to second. Forbes is at first. Give her an RBI. And we're tied at one here. And here comes Sierra Champion, the senior second baseman. Champion will hit from the left side. Tied at one here in the top of the second inning. Strang set to deliver, swings, and the ball is foul outside. Left side, Champion behind at that time, but almost put that one down the left field line for extra bases. So no balls and a strike here. Sabercats trying to get the advantage. Here's the look and a pitch. Swing, and it's popped up. Shallow left field or shortstop. It's going to be the shortstop. That's Alex Bailey, the sophomore who puts it away for Fort Collins here. So that's a big out with the game still tied at one. And the base is chucked here for Fossil Ridge. Here comes Lizzie Browning at the top of the order. Big chance for Brady Strang to limit the damage here in the second. Senior deals in the pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Going to be picked up by Bailey across to first, and they didn't make the play. I think that's got to be an error in the first baseman. It looked like a decent throw from here, and it gets away, and everybody's safe. In fact, they're going to get two runs on the play because everybody's going. So McKinnon scores. It says only 2-1 on the board, but second and third. It should be 3-1 up on that scoreboard, I think. Here's the look and a pitch. That's up high in the zone. Forbes went to second. To third on the throw. Browning is at second. Here's the pitch and a check swing at the plate by Cody Alvord. Yeah, so McGaffin has scored, McKinnon has scored, and McClave has scored. That's the mix. All three of them MCs. The Mick line, they'd call it if it was a hockey team. Here's the pitch. That one's right there for a strike. I hate it when the scoreboard doesn't agree with my scoreboard, but I say 3-1. The scoreboard says 2-1 right now. Sabercats, here's the pitch. That's up in the zone. Two balls, two strikes here to Cody Alvord. She bounced out to the first baseman her first time. The pitcher, I should say. Here's the pitch on the way. That's low. Two balls, two strikes. Eighth hitter of the inning for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Runners still at second and third with two outs here and a 3-1 Sabercat advantage. Here's the look and the pitch, and that one's fouled away. So still three balls, two strikes here to Cody Alvord. Sabercats trying to win their 10th of the year, go to 10-2 on the year. They'd win their sixth in a row against Fort Collins and 14 of last 15 against the Lampkins. That one is skied at shortstop. It is Alex Bailey, the sophomore, puts it away, and we are done with the second inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning, 3-1. Fossil Ridge in front. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing Blood Flow Restriction Therapy. Blood Flow Restriction Therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
When someone you love passes away, it's devastating. Dealing with the planning and cost of funeral arrangements is the last thing you want to do. But unfortunately, it's one of the first things you must do. Avoid that additional stress and worry by calling Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service and pre-plan your service today. Mosier Funeral Service will help you pre-plan a service as unique as you are, from location to type of music and every last detail. Pre-planning is truly a loving gift. Call Mosier Funeral Service at 330-6824.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Fort Collins High School, our Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by the NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336, the Williams Insurance Agency. Folks, they do it all for you, from auto and home to life, health, commercial. Don't forget renters, motorcycle, boats, RVs. What don't they do? They welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. They've seen almost everything, so they cover almost everything. It's the Williams Insurance Agency, 352-0336. Here we go, bottom of the second inning for Fort Collins in the last of the second. Hannah Burns, Alex Bailey, and Andy Huff. And the first pitch in for a strike from Nikki McGaffin. Something I didn't check last year, 21 wins for Nikki, probably the most in the state is my guess. She delivers here, and the pitch is up and away. I say that, and there's somebody who's going to yell at me. You know, other kids had 22, 23, but, boy, 21-2 for this state runner-up, pretty good stuff. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Popped up right side, shallow right field. It's going to be Saria Champion, the second baseman, go out and make the catch here. So one gone, and Alex Bailey, the sophomore shortstop, will come to the plate here for Keith Aragon's club. Nate Lovato, the assistant coach for Fort Collins, kind of does a ton of things. He's assistant on Mark Wagner's baseball team here. And I know that that Keith Aragon is going to be doing assisting on boys' freshman basketball this year. It's not like his wife, Toni, says, hey, you're not doing enough. Here's the pitch. It's fouled away against the screen again. So for Keith Aragon, who's been doing this for 30 years, 28 here at Collins, baseball or softball, head softball coach, assistant baseball coach, and now assistant boys freshman basketball coach. He's got to pick up a few more gigs, I'd say. It's no balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the second. McGaffin comes back, waved at and missed, and Alex Bailey, the sophomore, way behind that, two away. So two gone, and Andy Huff, the designated player. For you baseball fans out there, that's a DH, basically. She jumps in right here with two outs, nobody on. McGaffin back, waved at and missed. She was behind that one a day and a half. It's 0-1. Huff at 333 coming in, so she's hit well. 6 for 18, couple of doubles, three runs batted in. That one inside with a fastball, and it's a ball and a strike here. Lampkins on Tuesday will be at Pooter. We'll be there as well. So we'll get another broadcast for the Fort Collins Lampkins on Tuesday. That one's up in the zone. And it's two balls and a strike here. Two and one, two outs here in the second. Pitch on the way, and it's popped up right side. That should get out of play. Dave Phillips on his horse here to get out of the way. And over to take a look at it was the first baseman, Jordan McKinnon, the junior, and it's up against the screen there. So two balls, two strikes, two outs here, bottom of the second inning. 3-1 Fossil Ridge, the number two team in the state. We'll see how that goes Monday with Broomfield knocking off the Sabercats, but that's nothing new. That's in for a strike. Last year, Broomfield knocked out Fossil Ridge in the regular season, and Fossil came back and said, you're done in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. They won in money time, which is cool stuff. Couple of K's in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. They go in order. We're done with two in Fort Collins. Fossil Ridge 3, Fort Collins 1. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
2 in 5 adults think they're more likely to win the lottery than lose their home in a fire. But listen to this. Your chance of winning the lottery is 1 in multiple millions, while the odds of dying from fire or smoke is 1 in 1,500. Every 8 minutes, the Red Cross responds to disaster. Most are home fires. In Weld County, the Red Cross helped 291 people affected by home fires or other small disasters in 2019. But they can't do it alone. On Thursday, October 1st, Red Cross of Weld County, PDC Energy, and KFKA are teaming up to bring awareness to home fire disasters. We'll share stories of those helped by the Red Cross, hear from leaders throughout Weld County, and discuss ways we can prevent house fires. Help Red Cross in your own backyard by making a donation on or before Thursday, October 1st. PDC Energy, as expected, will be doing a $5,000 match. So help us meet that goal and beyond. Together, we can end home fires in Weld County. The American Red Cross name and logo and copyrighted materials are used with its permission, which in no way constitutes an endorsement, express, or implied of any product, service, company, opinion, or political position. The American Red Cross name and logo are registered trademarks owned by the American National Red Cross. For more information about the American Red Cross, please visit redcross.org.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
First pitch of this third inning is drilled to right field down the line by Caitlin Hayes. Taya Brickner, the senior, cannot get there. It's off her glove along the right field line, and all the way to third base here goes Caitlin Hayes, and that's a triple, folks. So the sophomore, the shortstop for Fossil Ridge, continues to swing a hot bat. She leads in just about every category for the Sabrecats this year, and she opens up the third with a triple here, and here's Nikki McGaffin. Freddie Strang, the senior, set to go, and she's got some work here in the inning. Fastball in and over for a strike. No balls and a strike. Boy, talk about opening days for your senior year. Brady Strang had a big one. She homered, got the win in the circle, and had the sacrifice game clearing or the walk-off sacrifice fly to win the ball game. It's a great way to start your senior campaign. One ball, one strike here to McGaffin. Strang comes back into 1-1 pitch, is popped up right side. First baseman, that's Ayanna Campos, and she'll make the play by the coach box in foul grounds at first base. So one gone. That's a big pitch by Brady Strang right there. In on the fist that time, and McGaffin holds the runner at third with one out, and Jordan McKinnon, the junior first baseman, checks in. Pitch on the way to McKinnon is in there for a strike at the letters. Jordan came in hitting 294. Walked her first time, came around to score. Strang comes back. Boy, she's quick to the plate. Pitch is ripped. Left field, coming in a hurry, not going to get there. Bounces in front of Olwine, the junior. She'll go to second base, and it's an RBI single for Jordan McKinnon. So McKinnon knocking in her 10th run of the year. And it's 4-1 now, Fossil Ridge. And the number two team in the state starting to get a little bit of separation here. Strang comes to the plate, and the pitch on the way here to Mia Moore. The center fielder is fouled off to the right and out of play. So no balls and a strike. Had fun on our softball training camp coverage talking to Mia. One of the leaders on this Sabrecat club. And the pitch fouled away right side and out of play. So quickly, no balls and two strikes. Rachel McClave, another senior from Dave Phillips' squad, is out on deck. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Mia Moore. It's there. Strike three, called strike at the letters. And there's two away. So Mia Moore strikes out for the second time today. Two gone. And Rachel McClave, the senior designated player, will come up to the plate here for the Sabrecats. 4-1. Cats in the lead here, top of the third inning in Fort Collins at Fort Collins High School. Pitch on the way, hit the right field. That's going to drop, I think. Nope, coming up and making the play. Taya Brickner, the senior right fielder, a good running grab. And the Sabrecats are done in the third. A run two hits, the leadoff triple by Caitlin Hayes, and she ends up scoring. Let's go to the bottom of the third inning here in Fort Collins. Sabrecats 4 and the Lampkins 1. This timeout's brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado. Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Bottom half of the third inning, our Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Call Ron or Tara today. Get a quote. They are giving you peace of mind by keeping your family covered in all the right spots. 3520336. It's NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency, backed, of course, by Farmers Insurance. All right, in the third, Taya Brickner, Tatum Aragon, Addie Deal, 9-1 and 2 here. 1-1 count. That one is a little roper back to the pitcher. Easy play for Nikki McGaffin, and there's one away. So one gone, and Tatum Aragon, who flew out to left field her first time, will come to the plate here. Aragon, who hits from the left side, will jump in here for Fort Collins. Tatum, one of the players that plays for Triple Crown Sports as a club team. outside corner. And that's one of the best in the state. Of course, when you hear players come from Triple Crown, you know that they're going to be solid players. She plays on that club along with Addie Deal. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch to the plate by McGaffin, outside corner for a strike, and it's even at one ball and one strike here. One out here in the bottom of the third inning, 4-1, Sabercats in front of the Lampkins. McGaffin set to go again. The pitch on the way is popped up. Taking a look at it was both Jordan McKinnon and Cody Oliver, the catcher and the first baseman, and that one's back in. On the crowd, one ball, two strikes here with one out. Don't forget, Saturday will be in Windsor, the Windsor Wizards and the Greeley West Spartans at 10 a.m. first pitch. That one on the way, and way out in front of it and just poking it foul. Good job at the plate that time by Tatum Aragon just to stay alive. She was out in front on the off-speed pitch and able to foul it off and stay alive here. One ball, two strikes. Addie Deal, the senior center fielder, out on deck here for Keith Aragon's Lampkins. McGaffin, the senior, 1-2 pitch. Hit off the fist, left field. That could drop. Coming in, it's right between the left fielder, Morgan Curtis, and the shortstop, Caitlin Hayes, and it's in for a base hit. So Tatum Aragon, the second Lampkin hit of the day. And Addie Deal, the senior center fielder, will come to the plate here for the Lampkins. McGaffin set to go again. Nicky kicks and deals, and the first pitch is a fastball up in the zone. And it is one ball and no strikes here. Brady Strang, the senior pitcher. Boy, would she love to help herself out doing something offensively today, and she may have a chance with runners on coming up here. See what Addie Deal can do. Deal with one of the two base hits. Aragon just got the second. Addie had the first one in the first inning and came around to score. One ball, no strikes. McGaffin looks in to get a sign here from Cody Oliver, the sophomore receiver. And the pitch on the way is a just missed inside. Nope, yep, just did miss inside. Thought maybe he was going to go up with the strike there. And it's two balls and no strikes. McGaffin's got to come in here to Addie Deal. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Up in the zone, 3-0. Chance for the Lampkins here to get something together. One on, one out here, last of the third, 4-1 Fossil Ridge. McGaffin comes back, and the 3-0 pitch is there, right down Main Street for a strike. It's 3-1. Looked like Addie Deal was going to take that one no matter what that time. Three balls and a strike. McGaffin set to go. The senior deals in the pitch. Hit to right field. Going back on this one is Lizzie Browning. Reaches up and makes the grab. Good running catch by the right fielder Browning. So two gone here in the third inning. And Brady Strang will come to the plate. Boy, if she could have lifted that one over the right fielder's head, we got something going for the Lampkins here. Here's the pitch to Brady. Swing and a miss. No balls and a strike here. Strang struck out her first time. Two on, runner down at first base, and Tatum Aragon. McGaffin deals and late on it and fouling it off at the plate is Brady Strang. So no balls, two strikes. Saturday, I said, we're in Windsor as we get Greeley West in Windsor. Next Tuesday, we're at Pooter High School. It'll be the Lampkins of Fort Collins. And the Pooter and Palas, that one swung on and missed. Goes strike three. No runs, a hit, runner left in the third inning for Fort Collins. We'll go to the fourth here at Fort Collins High School. It's 4-1, Fossil Ridge in front. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one member, FDIC. That's Bank of Colorado. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job. But they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the Feed Mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency. We work hard so you can worry less.
Prep softball can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
All right, let's get to the fourth inning here of our Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you by the Williams Insurance Agency. I'm Clark Johnson right here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. 4-1 Fossil Ridge. Sabercats, the number two team in the state, with a three-run advantage. As we get to the fourth, it'll be 8-9-1 for Dave Phillips' crew. Brady Strang on the hill, and quickly a ball and a strike here to Bella Forbes. Aboard on a fielder's choice, an RBI fielder's choice, her first time. Sierra Champion, and then Lizzie Browning back at the top of the order here for the Cats. Strang set to go, and a 1-1 pitch. Fastball, a little ground ball up along third base. Aragon in to pick it up. Tatum to first in time for the out, and there's one away. So one gone in the fourth here for the Sabercats, and Sierra Champion, the senior second baseman, will come to the plate. Two teams met, of course, in the Triple Crown tournament. 10-0 Sabercat win that day. A five-run second inning. That got Fossil Ridge the big edge in the ballgame. Here's the pitch on the way. That's up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. McGaffin was the winner that day, five innings, two hits, six strikeouts. Fort Collins only had four base runners that day, three hits and a walk. Here's the pitch, slow ground ball right back to the circle. She'll pick it up and throw him out. So two gone as Brady Strang makes the play. Brady trying to set down the number two team in the state, three up, three down for the second time in four innings today. See if she can make this work on Lizzie Browning. Browning's 0 for 2, popped out, aboard on an error. Strang deals the pitch, bunted foul. Boy, she's quick. Look how fast Lizzie Browning got out of the box there. Left-hand hitter, so she's got an advantage to first base anyway. But, boy, she was quick to get out of the box that time on the bunt. No balls and a strike. Senior comes back in the pitch. Slow ground ball to shortstop. Going to be picked up by Bailey. And the sophomore throws to first. Boy, you got to grab that play. Ayanna Campos is going to get the error. It's going to be her second error of the ballgame. Runners on at first here with two outs. You can give some teams second chances. Second team, number two team in the state. Probably don't want to do that. Cody Albert will come to the plate here with two on, rather one on and two outs. Strang delivers, and the fastball is there for a strike. Getting hungry, the place to go, of course, the official restaurant of Preps Radio. It is A&W in Eaton. North end of town down there, but they will simply take care of you. Runner goes. Here's the throw to second, not in time. Stolen base for the quick Lizzie Browning. So a chance for Fossil Ridge to pick up their fifth run of the ballgame here with a base hit. Strang set to go, 0-2 pitch to the plate. Is a looper to center field. In a hurry comes Addie Deal and makes the grab for the out. So the Sabercats are done in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits. A runner left on the air. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth in Fort Collins. 4-1 Sabercats in front of the Lampkins. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
These days, everyone is so focused on specializing in one thing. Whatever happened to being well-rounded and able to do a little bit of everything? That's exactly what Terry Gertsch does at J9 Insurance. He specializes in, well, just about everything. Terry can help cover anything from livestock and farm to commercial enterprises. Give J9 Insurance a call at 834-1160 or stop on in and say hello to Terry at 217 First Street in downtown Ault.
1310 KFKA Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, and online at 1310KFKA.com.
All right, let's get to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Fort Collins, our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by the Williams Insurance Agency. 4-1 ball game, Fossil Ridge in front. Here comes the Lampkins to hit here, and a ball fouled down the left field line. Sarah Oberlander. Anna Campos and Hannah Burns will go 4, 5, and 6 in the order for Keith Aragon's club here in the fourth inning. 4-1 ball game. A run on two hits for the Lampkins. 4 runs on 4 hits for the Sabercats so far. Pitch on the way is up in the zone. Both McGaffin and Strang have been pretty good so far today. Oberlander grounded to third her first time and was aboard on an error. That pitch is up in the zone. Two balls and a strike here. McGaffin set to go again and the senior kicks and deals. And the pitch is hit right back up the middle. Base hit for Oberlander. Second hit for the Lampkins in the ballgame. It's booted around out there by Mia Moore. Boy, that's something you'll never see her do. That is one of the best gloves in the state in center field for the Sabercats, and she kicked that one around like Pele out there. So runner to second base on the air. And Ayanna Campos, the senior first baseman, will come to the plate here. Doesn't matter who you are or how good you are defensively. Every once in a while, you're going to knock one around, and she did there. So the Lampkins with a leadoff runner at second, nobody out, down 4-1 in the ballgame, and Campos, the senior first baseman, to the plate. And the pitch is a fastball right down Main Street. No balls and a strike here. It's talking to you about A&W and Eaton. That's the official restaurant of Preps Radio. We're sitting here on a Thursday, but I will tell you, Tuesday is my favorite day there. That one swung on and missed because you get the Papa Burger combo. Buy one, get one free. Got to get the onion rings with it. Get that great A&W root beer. Couple of shots of ice cream, and it makes the best. You've also gained 10 pounds, but it's a great lunch. Here's the pitch in for a strike, and down she goes, one away. One gone in the fourth inning, and Hannah Burns, the junior second baseman, will come to the plate here with Oberlander down at second. Actually, that's a courtesy runner at second. I get a number for her when I can, so here's the pitch. Hit the center field. Mia Moore going back, has the catch. Just had to take a couple of steps back. Boy, what a shot by Hannah Burns right there. And she lines out to center field. She hits that in the gap either way, and the Lampkins have a run. Two gone here in the fourth inning. And Alex Bailey, the sophomore shortstop, will come to the plate. McGaffin deals, and that one fouled right side off the screen at the Fossil Ridge dugout. No balls and a strike here. Here's the pitch, and that hitter just above the left ankle, it looked like. Boy, that could hurt just a little bit. Fastball from McGaffin. So runners at first and second, two outs now. And can the Fort Collins Lampkins get a big two-out hit here? Andy Huff, the designated player, will come to the plate here. She's a junior. Struck out her first time, so they'd love to get a connection right here. Huff at 333, 6 for 18 so far in a year, 6 for 19 now with the strikeout in the second. Here's the pitch, ground ball to shortstop. Going to be backhanded there by Caitlin Hayes across to first in time for the out, and she gets out of it with a good play by the sophomore shortstop. No runs, a hit, couple of runners left for the Lampkins in the fourth. We'll go to the fifth, 4-1 Fossil Ridge in front. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives.
That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
These days, everyone is so focused on specializing in one thing. Whatever happened to being well-rounded and able to do a little bit of everything? That's exactly what Terry Gertsch does at J9 Insurance. He specializes in, well, just about everything. Terry can help cover anything from livestock and farm to commercial enterprises. Give J9 Insurance a call at 834-1160 or stop on in and say hello to Terry at 217 First Street in downtown Ault.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's get to the fifth inning. Fossil Ridge Sabercats will come to the plate here against Brady Strang. And the first pitch lifted to right field. That's Taya Brickner, the senior, coming over. And it's actually the second baseman, Hannah Burns, who gets there and foul grounds and makes a terrific running catch. So one gone as Caitlin Hayes pops up to Hannah Burns. One gone. And Nikki McGaffin will come to the plate. Well, if you heard today, of course, Chassa came out and said, yeah, you can play football in the fall, so we'll see who jumps in. There's still so much red tape to go through for teams to play. This one swung on and missed for a strike. Haven't heard much from the 5A and 4A teams, even the 3A teams. A lot of 2A teams from the Patriot League opted in today. Here's the pitch on the way, and that one missed down low, so it's a ball and a strike. Haven't heard anything about spectators coming. That's a big, that's one of the big things that we got to talk about, too. Who's going to be let in? Here's the pitch. In there for a strike at the letters. One ball, two strikes. And then, who's going to play? It doesn't look right if your whole conference doesn't come play. So we'll find out. One ball, two strikes. McGaffin trying to help herself here. 1-2 pitch. Boy, right down Main Street it looked like. Missed it. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Close enough for the umpire where he's going to come back and tell me to keep it quiet probably. 2-2. One out here. Fifth inning. 4-1. The number two team in the state, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats in front of the Fort Collins Lambkins. That's a line drive. Base hit up the middle. McGaffin. Jim Gaffigan's my favorite comic. And when I think of Nikki McGaffin, I think, boy, that's close to Gaffigan. So we'll shoot that out for you. Nikki McGaffin, the senior pitcher with a base hit there. She'll get the courtesy runner here at first. And Jordan McKinnon, the junior first baseman, will step in. Might be Georgia LaPlante again at first. It is over at first base. Georgia LaPlante is a junior running right there at first base for Fossil Ridge. McKinnon has walked and singled. They haven't got her out yet. Pitch on the way, and it's a high fly ball into left field. That's Naya Olawine making. Nope, she dropped it. And the runner is aboard. Couldn't make the play in left field. Boy, that's one the Lampkins need. It's an E7. So two on and one out here in the fifth inning. Fossil Ridge can put the harm to Fort Collins here with a couple of runs. Lampkins with just three hits in the ballgame through the first four innings. So build a lead against him. It might be hard for him to come back. That pitch down low, and it's a ball and no strikes. Mia Moore has struck out twice. Boy, she wants to do some damage, and she can do it right here. Strang comes back in the pitch. Ground ball back up the middle, and that's a base hit. Around third base here comes LaPlante. She will score, and it's a 5-1 Fossil Ridge advantage and an RBI single by Mia Moore. Stopping at second base is Jordan McKinnon. So 2-1, one out for the Sabercats here in the fifth, and they enjoy a four-run advantage here. Don't forget, when we're done with the game today, it's the Alt Feed Mill post-game show. We'll have the CRP 4x4 player of the game. Also, our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. So stay tuned for that as soon as we're done with the ball game. Pitch foul to the right and out of play. Rachel McClave is 1-for-2. Singled and scored in the second and then flew out to right field in the third. Pitch here, and that's up and inside. And it's a ball and a strike here. McKinnon at second, Moore at first after her RBI single has given the Sabrecats a 5-1 lead. Strang comes back in the 1-1 pitch. That's fouled right side and out of play. Preps Rewind slash the proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show, all that stuff. Our game of the week, it all gets going at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. That one swung on and missed, strike three. Good pitch by Brady Strang there. That's all ahead of Greeley West and Windsor from Windsor High School Saturday morning at 10. So two gone. It's a 5-1 ball game, so Fort Collins is hanging around. Two important runners out on base right now for the Sabrecats. And the pitch to the plate here to Bella Forbes is up and away, and it's a ball and no strikes. Fossil Ridge next week. It's Horizon at home. Still trying to figure out if Horizon is for real. I don't think so. They haven't played anybody yet. That one's up in the zone for a strike. Fossil Ridge will have Horizon Tuesday and then go to Rocky Mountain. Rocky can be tough, no doubt. Here's the pitch. This one fouled away, right side out of play again, so Bella Forbes hanging tough. A ball and two strikes. For the Lampkins, Tuesday they'll be at Pooter. We'll have that game for you right here on Preps Radio, 4:15 first pitch. And then Thursday, Fairview comes here. So for Fort Collins, those are two very winnable games next week. This pitch fouled away at the plate, and it's a ball and two strikes. 1-2, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning, 5-1, Sabrecats in front of the Lampkins. Forbes checks back in. She's 0 for 2 on a fielder's choice and bounced to third. Strang set to go and a 1-2 pitch to Forbes, swinging a foul ball again off the screen. And you're back to a ball and two strikes. Don't forget, big day coming up on KFK October 1st. KFK will be teaming up with Red Cross of Weld County and PDC Energy to bring awareness to house fires in Weld County. Pitch on the way here. Rope right back up the middle. That's a base hit. Eddie Deal's going to come pick this one up. Throw to the plate is cut off, and Jordan McKinnon's in to score. RBI single time for Bella Flores. Two ribbies for Bella today. And Fossil Ridge with two more here in the fifth. Now owns a 6-1 advantage. And Sierra Champion, the senior second baseman to the plate, and a pitch in for a strike. No balls and one strike. We were talking about the Red Cross of Weld County. It's just a great day, no doubt about it. Thursday, October 1st, we'll have speakers on every hour to highlight the Red Cross, what they do in our community. Pitch here is hit a ground ball. That's another base hit into center field. Around third base and in to score here is Mia Moore. Champion with a base hit in the RBI, and it's 7-1. So Dave Phillips' team, this is what they do. They pitch great, they field great, and they start to separate from you as the game goes. 7-1 ball game here. As I was saying, October 1st with the Red Cross and PDC Energy. We'll go from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Should be fun. Get a chance to donate to Red Cross. All right, Keith Aragon to the circle here. Might have a pitching change, but my guess is they stay with Brady Strang. What they've done most of the year here, Keith goes out there and says, yeah, just keep throwing. So four singles in the inning means eight hits today for Fossil Ridge. The only Sabrecat with two hits today is Nikki McGaffin. So McGaffin trying to win in the circle for the 10th time this year and a multiple hit game. Not so bad. This one bounced up to the plate and a nice job behind the plate by Sarah Oberlander, the senior catcher, to keep that one from going to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, fifth inning. Top half and a 7-1 Sabrecat lead. Ground ball back to the box. Good play by Brady Strang. She'll go to first in time and the side is retired. Liz Browning is out. And we will head, folks, to the bottom of the fifth inning after the Sabrecats get three runs on four hits in the fifth. It's a 7-1 Sabrecat advantage over the Lampkins. Timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado and Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Bottom half of the fifth inning here in Fort Collins, Fort Collins High School. Sabercats of Fossil Ridge with a 7-1 advantage in our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Folks, they just knock it out of the park for you. Price to fit your budget and simply answer the phone when you call. How about is that? How good is that? This one lifted, shortstop. It is Caitlin Hayes, the sophomore. Puts it away. One gone. Taya Brickner is out, and Tatum Aragon will come to the plate. Talking about Ron and Tara at the Williams Insurance Agency. Give them a call, 352-0336. It's about peace of mind, putting you to sleep at night because you don't have to worry about your family being covered for what they need to be. It is the Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. 352-0336. All right, Tatum Aragon checks in 1-for-2, a base hit in the third inning. 0-1 pitch, and she pops it to center field. It'll be Mia Moore, the senior, waiting for it and makes the catch. And there is two away here in the fifth inning quickly for the Lampkins. And Addie Deal will come to the plate here. Deal in the ballgame so far, 1-for-2 as well. Single, stole a base, and scored in the first. The only Lampkin run of the ballgame so far, and then flew out to right in the third inning, 1-for-2. McGaffin deals, and the pitch is skied to left center field. It's going to be Morgan Curtis, the sophomore, coming in to make the grab, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Nikki McGaffin in the circle. We'll go to the sixth inning. Fossil Ridge, number 2 in the state. They own a 7-1 advantage over their rival Fort Collins. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We're here for the ones on the ranch with a bale of hay, the ones behind the counter brewing our morning cup of joe, the ones fixing up our mountain bikes, the ones with a small business and a big dream, and the ones running the cafe where there's no such thing as a tiny serving. Here's to the businesses that help us live our best Colorado life. We're proud to be the community bank that's here to support them. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado, we're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
J9 Crop Insurance has been around since 1997. A lot has changed since then, but the fact is, J9 Crop Insurance believes in the old-fashioned handshake. They believe in things like honesty and always being there for your crop needs. Michelle, Ruth Ann, and Janine have all lived on farms and know the perils that come along with the job. That's what separates them. The respect they have for farmers ensures that they'll do only the best. J9 Crop Insurance at 970-834-1160. That's 970-834-1160.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's head along to the sixth inning out here in Fort Collins. Fort Collins High School, Sabercats from Fossil Ridge with a 7-1 advantage. What do we got? 7 runs on 8 hits for Fossil Ridge so far in a ballgame. A run on 3 hits for the Lampkins. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary for the ballgame. Two great locations in Greeley and Berthoud to serve you. It's Northern Colorado Credit Union. People-minded, member-focused. Check out all they do at nococu.org. All right, so let's get to it in the sixth inning. Cody Alvord, Caitlin Hayes, Nikki McGaffin. Pitch ground ball to third base. Nice play. Tatum Aragon knocks it down and throws her out. One gone. One away in the sixth, and Caitlin Hayes will come to the plate. We're talking about Caitlin Hayes before the ballgame. Boy, she is off to a great start offensively. Off to a start, I say. This is game 12 of 16. How fast the COVID season goes. This one's up in the zone. And it's a ball and no strikes here, but leading the Fossil Ridge offense in about 5 categories, Caitlin Hayes. Pitch on the way, and that one's up. 2 balls, no strikes. Hayes 1-for-3, tripled in the third inning to open things up for the Sabercats and came around to score. That's up in the zone. 3 balls, no strikes. Campos is the new pitcher. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's in for a strike. I think Brady Strang has gone to first. And Ayana Campos is the new pitcher here for the Lampkins. She deals, and the pitch on the way is lifted. Shallow left field. In comes Olwine and makes the grab. So two gone in the sixth inning for the Sabercats. And Nikki McGaffin looking at her 10th win of the year in the circle. 21-2 last year for the state runner-up. So, see, she just continues to put W's together. 2 for 3 in the ballgame here and on her way, possibly, to our CRP 4x4 player of the game. In command in the circle and a couple of base hits, that's a good way to go. Campos delivers, and the pitch is popped up foul. That'll get back out of play. No balls and a strike here to the senior pitcher for Fossil Ridge, Nikki McGaffin. Jordan McKinnon, the junior, is out on deck. 7 different Sabercats have hits in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. That's hit off the end of the bat. Out towards shortstop. Picked up there by Bailey, and the sophomore to first is in time. Terrific play by the sophomore shortstop, Alex Bailey, on a cue ball hit off the end of the bat. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Fort Collins. Sabercats 7, Lampkins 1. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new, lower car insurance rates in Colorado, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Mark Larson at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Mark Larson is ready to help you save in Northern Colorado. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom half of the sixth inning here at Fort Collins High School. It's 7-1. Fossil Ridge in front of Fort Collins here on our Preps Radio Game of the Week. 7-1 up on that, of course, Gould Parts scoreboard. Any part you need, downtown Eaton is where you go, folks. Gould Parts, quality Napa parts. Give them a call, 454-3355. It's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, 7-1 on that Gould Parts scoreboard. And here it is, Brady Strang, who's gone to first base after opening pitching. Sarah Oberlander, and then Ayana Campos, who has gone to the circle. Her and Brady just kind of switch spots late in the ballgame here. Pitch on the way, waved at and missed, and that's one away. So Nikki McGaffin is really starting to shine in the circle now. That's 5 in a row retired and 7 of 8 for the senior pitcher here for Fossil Ridge. 7-1 ball game. Sarah Oberlander checks in. Line drive base hit her last time up. Takes that one away. 1 ball, no strikes. 1 out, last of the sixth inning. Lampkins have some coming back to do, down 6 runs here. McGaffin set to go again, delivers, ground ball, base hit left field, nice contact. Oberlander's hit 2 screamers today. She's 2 for 3 in the ballgame. Sarah's at first, and Ayana Campos, the senior pitcher now, will come to the plate. Other games in the FRL today, Fairview is at number 8, Legacy. Legacy on paper, easy there. Loveland, they've lost 4 straight, is at Rocky today across the way. Rocky Mountains won 4 in a row. And Pooter is at Monarch. We'll have Fort Collins and Pooter on Tuesday from Pooter High School. Pitch on the way is in for a strike, swung on and missed. 4A NCAC today. Skyline is at number 1, Meade. Centaurus at number 3, Holy Family. Holy Family's chalked up 5 wins in a row. Ground ball foul outside of first base. Silver Creek, the number 5 team in the state, is at Greeley Central today. Greeley West is at Erie. Erie's number 6. And Windsor, who's won 3 in a row, is at Longmont. We'll have Windsor and Greeley West Saturday. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in the sixth. Campos trying to do some damage. It's a rope into left field. It's a base hit. Albert to pick it up. Here is Mia Moore around third, and in to score is Sarah Oberlander. And the Fort Collins Lambkins say we're not done quite yet. 7-2 ball game. RBI single for Campos. 4A Long's Peak today. 7th-ranked Riverdale Ridge, who's won 8 straight, is at Berthoud. Number 9, Frederick, they've won 4 in a row. They're at Roosevelt today. Northridge goes to Thompson Valley, and Severance is at Mountain View. 3A Patriot League games today as Dave Phillip comes to the circle to talk to his senior pitcher and says a few things, has enough on his plate, and goes back. Eaton, number 1 team in the state, is at Valley today. Eaton's won 5 in a row, including a big one over University last week. UH, speaking of the Bulldogs and defending state champs, are at Res Christian today. Number 10, Sterling at number 5, Strasburg, and Platte Valley visits number 9, Brush. All those games are local today. McGaffin to the plate. The pitch waved at and missed, and it's no balls and a strike here to Hannah Burns, the junior second baseman, 0-2 today. One on, one out, bottom of the sixth inning, 7-2, Fossil Ridge in front by a 5 spot. Pitch here, fastball in tight, and it is a ball and a strike. One ball, one strike, one out, last of the sixth inning. Hannah Burns 0-2, popped out and lined one to center field. That one's fouled away. Her last at bat, she hit a shot to Mia Moore in center field. Anywhere else in the ballpark, it's a two-bagger. One ball, two strikes. McGaffin set to go with Campos on at first in a 7-2 ball game here in the sixth. McGaffin's pitch hit right back to her. Nikki will go to first in time for the out, and there's two away. So two gone. Runner moves up to second base. And Alex Bailey, the sophomore shortstop for the Lambkins, will come to the plate here. Bailey 0-1, struck out in the second, and then was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. Check in and try to keep it going here. Pitch on the way to Bailey, hit down to second base. Champion will go to first, and that's it for the Lambkins in the sixth inning. No runs, two hits. I'm sorry. Correct that. That's my Fresno State brain coming back. One run, two hits in the sixth inning for Fort Collins. We'll head to the seventh inning out here in Fort Collins at the high school. It's 7-2 in favor of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. All righty, seventh and final inning out here at Fort Collins High School. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week brought to you by the Williams Insurance Agency. And for Fossil Ridge in the seventh, to try to grab some insurance. Speaking of insurance and putting yourself and your family at, with peace of mind, putting to rest at night, which is exactly what the Williams Agency does, Ron and Tara out there. Have to give them a call, folks, at 352-0336. Insurance time here for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, leading 7-2. Can they get an insurance run or two here in the seventh inning? And it's quickly no balls and two strikes here to Jordan McKinnon. McKinnon's 1-for-3 in a ball game, walked and scored in the second, singled in the third, grabbed an RBI there, got Caitlin Hayes home. And then in the fifth inning, she was aboard on an E7 error on the left fielder, Naya Olivine. And the pitch there, and it missed. Olivine is a junior out in left field. One ball, two strikes here. 1-2 pitch, lifted to center field. That's going to be Addie Deal, the senior, coming in a hurry and can't get there. Drops in off her glove. She thought she had it. Actually made a diving play at it and is still upset at herself. That's a base hit all the way. So McKinnon with a single here in the seventh inning to open things, and Mia Moore will come to the plate here for the Sabercats. Moore in the ballgame, 1-for-3, struck out a couple of times, and then an RBI single in the fifth. Pitch on the way to Mia's up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. On a Campos trying to end it here. 5 innings basically for Brady Strang, and the last two are going to be Campos. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Going to be the catcher, Oberlander. She'll put it away. So one gone. for the Lambkins in the seventh inning. They'll have 8-9-1, Andy Huff, Taya Brickner, and then Tatum Aragon. But right now, they just need to get off the diamond defensively. One on, one out, and Rachel McClave, who's 1-for-3 in a ballgame, will come to the plate. Take it back. It's a hitter for McClave. And that, of course, is somebody I don't have on my roster, so let's see what I can find for you. Pitch in for a strike there. Paige Abrams is the hitter here, wearing number 12. Her first at bat of the year. And the pitch is roped to left field and foul. Boy, she got a hold of that. So Abrams for McClave here. McClave was the DH, basically, your designated player. So there'll be no change defensively for Dave Phillips' club in the bottom of the seventh inning. All right, Abrams back up to the plate. No balls, two strikes. Campos deals fastball up in the zone, a ball and two strikes now. One out, one on, top of the seventh, 7-2. Fossil Ridge in front here. FRL has had five different winners the last 5 years of this conference. That one swung on and missed. Throw down to first. And back in is McKinnon. So two away on the K. And Bella Forbes will come to the plate here. Forbes 1-for-3 in a ballgame and a couple of runs driven in. Here's the look and a pitch, and it's popped up. Shortstop, it's going to be Alex Bailey. The sophomore puts it away, and that's it for Fossil Ridge in the seventh. So a leadoff single goes nowhere. No runs, one hit, one left. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Fort Collins needs some magic here. 7-2 ball game. Fossil Ridge in front, back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Buildings' top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
Looking for the deal of the day with some variety? Subway off 28th Avenue and 10th Street has a $6 meal deal back with a different sub every day of the week. For a limited time, get the barbecue rib sandwich. Whether you are swinging by to pick up sandwiches to go or want to sit down and enjoy your freshly made sandwich right in the lobby, Subway on 28th Avenue and 10th Street is ready to serve you with a smile. Don't feel like going out? Order your sandwich from one of the local delivery services like DoorDash or Grubhub. Subway off 28th Avenue and 10th Street.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, bottom of the seventh inning. Collins is down 5 to Fossil Ridge here, 7-2 on our game of the week presented by the Williams Insurance Agency. And here we go, Nikki McGaffin, who won 21 games last year, 21-2. She'll try to win her 10th and close it out here in the first pitch in for a strike. Izzy Frank, Isabel Frank, the senior, pinch hitting here in the seventh inning. Pitch on the way to Izzy, hit off the end of the bat down to third base, picked up by Forbes to first. Nope, she wasn't able to play it. That's one of those tough ones. Spinning ball off the end of the bat and spun right out of her glove. That's a tough one, but we got to go E5, so runner on at first here in the seventh. Great way to start for Keith Aragon's club here. So runner on at first, and Brickner to the plate here. McGaffin deals foul ball. Actually, there's another hitter. This is Devin Prizalek, the junior, who checks in here. So Devin trying to keep it going here with nobody out. Last of the seventh inning, no balls and a strike. A 7-2 Fossil Ridge lead. Fastball outside corner for a strike. Boy, that was well spotted by Nikki McGaffin. Oh, and 2 to Prizlak. Here's the pitch. Fouled away again at the screen. No balls and two strikes. Six. 7-2 ball game here. Fort Collins, as we said, Tuesday they'll be at Pooter. We'll have that game for you right here on Preps Radio. Then Thursday, Fairview comes here. Here's the pitch. Hit ground ball, just foul outside the bag at third. So it stays no balls and two strikes. Prislak set to go again. Did she get the outside corner? No, just missed it. It's a ball and two strikes. Boy, that's a tough one to stay off. But Devin said, nope, not going to take that. Couldn't really do much with it anyway. 1-2 pitch up in the zone, 2-2. Good at bat for the junior right here. Two balls, two strikes. McGaffin set to go again, and here's the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a foul ball again, back against the screen. So 2-2. Forbes and Hayes, left side of the infield. Champion and McKinnon on the right side. It's Curtis Moore and Browning in the outfield. Cody Oliver, the sophomore, back behind the plate. Two balls and two strikes here to Devin Prislak in the pitch. Little chopper, foul again. Good at bat as she hangs tough in there. Don't forget, when we're done with the ball game here after this half inning, we'll get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. We'll get our CRP 4x4 player of the game and the play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. All that coming up here in moments. 2-2. McGaffin back, ground ball again, foul. So it stays two balls and two strikes here. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning, 7-2 Fossil Ridge. Another line drive foul outside the bag at third. So Devin Prislak, the junior, is having a good at-bat here. She's been tough. 7 at-bats on the year, and she's scored 6 runs. So she flat out gets on base here. Two balls, two strikes. McGaffin back 2-2. Again, a foul ball outside of first base. Just a nice job of staying at the plate here. Ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up, and Cody Albert says, okay, I'll go talk to my pitcher here. Devin will walk down to third base and talk to Keith Aragon here. Always fun to get on the horn and talk to Keith Aragon. 30 years giving back to students, coaching out here in Northern Colorado, about 28 here at the school. Addy Deal's grandpa came and got him when he was over at Pooter and said, hey, you're at the wrong school. Here's the pitch. This one fouled away again. This is a 10-pitch at bat. For Devin Prislak, and she has been terrific at the plate right here. Two balls, two strikes. Last of the seventh inning. Fort Collins with a runner at first. Nobody out here, trailing 7-2. McGaffin comes back, tried to buy the outside corner and couldn't get it. Three balls and two strikes here. So 3-2. Runner down at first base. McGaffin set to go, and here's the pitch on the way to Prislak. It's a little ground ball back to the box. She'll go to second for one and taken out of the double play. That's a good sliding job out there at second base, and it took Caitlin Hayes out of any double play option. So one gone. Boy, that's a great at-bat right there for Devin Prislak. The junior goes 11 pitches and then bounces out. Here's Tatum Aragon. Aragon, the junior third baseman, is 1-for-3 in a ballgame. McGaffin set, deals, and the pitch fouled left side. I think this is going to be foul. Giving chase, it is foul. The left fielder, Morgan Curtis, the sophomore, just couldn't get there. Lands in foul grounds. It's no balls into strike here. And Aragon will come back and try it again. Singled in the third, did Tatum. All right, McGaffin set to go again. Nikki kicks and deals, and the pitch is hit to left. This is Morgan Curtis, the sophomore, in a hurry. Can't get there. Fair ball. Can they go to second for a four? It's not going to get there in time, and the runners move up. So it's a base hit for Aragon. Runners go to first and second, and Keith Aragon's Lampkin say, hey, we're not done quite yet. Not so fast, my friend. Bases are runners at first and second, I should say. One out. And here's Addy Deal, the senior center fielder. So Deal to the plate, McGaffin deals, and the pitch missed away. A ball and no strikes. Sometimes that last inning's the toughest one to get through. Nikki McGaffin with 21 wins last year and 9 this year. Trying to get her 10th. 1-0 pitch by the senior. That's right there for a strike. One ball, one strike, one out here in the 7th. Two on and a 7-2 ball game, so the danger is still sitting on the in the bench for Fort Collins. McGaffin set the deal. Here's the 1-1. That pitch is hammered foul. Boy, that's a great catch down the left field line by a spectator. Terrific grab. No glove. Took the line drive and said no problem. One ball, two strikes. Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up, folks. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. That pitch is a change and just missed. Two balls, two strikes. Catch Alt Feed Mill at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt, 970-834-2132 for all your feed and supplies and equipment. Boom. Alt Feed Mill, great sponsor here on Preps Radio. This one popped up foul and out of play again. So two balls, two strikes. Fort Collins not going down easy here in the 7th inning. Two on, one out. McGaffin set to go again. The senior's going to kick and deal here. And the pitch to Addy Deal, senior to senior, and it's fouled away. Addy stayed alive. Brady Strang is out on deck, the senior who struck out three times. She can go for the golden sombrero today. That's never one you want. But it's there for her taking. Two on, one out here in the 7th inning. McGaffin set to go again. The pitch popped up, foul and out of play. So Addy Deal stays alive here. Addie's another one of the triple crown players. Of course, her club team in the offseason. Off-speed pitch and it struck her out. I don't know. That looked high to me. Two gone. And Brady Strang will come to the plate here with two outs. So two on, two out, and the Lampkins are down to their final out of the ballgame. Brady Strang has struck out three times in the ballgame. She would love to get a base hit here. Pitch on the way in for a strike. McGaffin wants to end this thing in a couple of pitches. Fossil Ridge looking to go to 10-2 on the year. Lampkins are looking for their 6th win, but they got a lot of catching up to do here and one out left. Pitch on the way, missed up and out. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and second, last of the 7th inning. Two outs and a 7-2 deficit here for the Lampkins. McGaffin comes back into 1-1 pitch from the senior, fouled away again at the plate, and the Lampkins are down to the last strike. One ball, two strikes here. Saturday, we're back on the air with you. 10 a.m. first pitch, our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. Windsor at home against Greeley West. Then Tuesday, we're at Poudre High School as the Lampkins come calling on the road to the Poudre and Palace. Here's the pitch. This one, little poker, third base side, caught in the air by Bella Forbes, and the ball game is over. In the 7th inning for the Lampkins, no runs, a hit, they leave two. And that is it. Fossil Ridge with a 7-2 win here over the Fort Collins Lampkins. We'll come back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back as we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call, 970-834-2132 for all your Feed Mill equipment and supplies. It is Alt Feed Mill. 7-2, the Sabercats over the Fort Collins Lampkins today. It's the 6th in a row for the Sabercats over their rival. 14 of the last 15 in the series have gone the way of the Sabercats. They're just a tough, tough team to beat, no doubt about it. The number two team in the state wins 7-2 today. For Fossil Ridge, 7 runs on 9 hits today. For Fort Collins, 2 runs on 6 hits. The winner, of course, is Nikki McGaffin. She gets her 10th win of the year to go to 10-2 on the season. And the loser is Brady Strang. She's now 5-4. On the season. Let's get to it. Our CRP 4x4 player of the game. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, ready to get you riding in style. Whether you drive a Slug Bug or a pickup truck, they've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 351-8603. That's 970-351-8603. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, your vehicle your way. And our CRP 4x4 player of the game is the senior in the circle for Fossil Ridge. Nikki McGaffin gets her 10th win, the senior, on the day here. And let's get the totals for her. 7 innings in the ballgame. She gives up 6 hits. Let's count them together. 04, 05, 06, 07. No walks, 7 strikeouts for the senior today. That's a terrific effort in the circle for Nikki McGaffin, who won 21 games for the state runners-up last year, and this is her 10th so far this season as she holds the Lambkins to 2 runs. One of those was earned on the game today. That is our CRP 4x4 player of the game. Check out our CRP 4x4 player of the week up on the website at 1310kfk.com each and every Monday. We'll come back and get to our play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Do that when we return. Sabercats over the Lambkins today, 7-2. We'll come back and continue with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step-by-step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hello, Cedric. Your palace looks absolutely breathtaking. By King Arthur's sword, Excalibur, what is going on with these floors?
That's why Mitchell's Flooring offers a wide variety of hardwood, vinyl, and carpet flooring. They also do countertops ranging from granite to natural stone.
Oh, Cedric, these hardwood floors look absolutely beautiful.
Mitchell's Flooring and Evans. Call them at 970-352-7251.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, 2 nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
You're in for a real treat at A&W. New real fruit shakes and sundaes. Choose from pineapple, strawberry, or blackberry. Try one now. It might be the cherry on the top of your day. Only at your local A&W in Eaton. That's right. A&W in Eaton will keep you cool all summer long with delicious treats and drinks. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make your way to A&W in Eaton on Highway 85, just north of downtown. A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
The humans are awakening.
They've been inside for what seems like an eternity. The first thing they'll look to do is get nourishment. A refreshing cold beer, a delicious burger, perhaps, from the tavern at St. Michael's Square. Even with the adjustments that have had to be made, it's still the place for the humans to gather. And what's this? Playoff basketball and hockey, sure to be on the TV screens at the tavern. The tavern at St. Michael's Square. They're excited to have you back.
We're here for the ones on the farm who get their boots dirty. The ones turning an old shirt into a new mask. The ones in the cafe cooking a mean bowl of chili. The ones at home making PB&Js and holding down the fort. The ones bagging up groceries and stocking the shelves. And the ones just hanging out in a hammock. Here's to the ones who define the Colorado spirit. We're proud to be the community bank that helps them live that way. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado. We're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back as we continue with the All-Feed Mill postgame show. 7-2 Fossil Ridge over Fort Collins today. And let's get to it. The play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Desiree Pettinger, keep you informed and stay on top with this hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand-new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparative market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Ault, Kersey, Evans, all of Northern Colorado, online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. It's Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. In our play of the game, the triple, Caitlin Hayes. You don't see triples very often, folks, and she hammered one to the gap and off the fence. A three-bagger for Caitlin Hayes today, a triple in the third inning, kind of got Fossil Ridge untracked after they were leading 3-0 in a ball game, but were able to start to extend the lead with the triple from Caitlin Hayes, the sophomore shortstop from Fossil Ridge. That is our Clary Real Estate play of the game. When next we talk to you, it'll be Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. It'll be Greeley West in Windsor. And then Tuesday, don't forget, we'll be back in Fort Collins here. We've got the Fort Collins Lambkins traveling to Poudre High School to play the Impalas. So that's a look at the next couple of softball games coming up. Football, we'll find out. Are we going to play fall football? Who's going to play? What's the schedule going to look like? We're all waiting to find out there. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 437th, back in the studio making this thing happen today. And you guys all heard it. Thank you for checking us out at Preps Radio today. Fossil Ridge with a 7-2 win over Fort Collins. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.